the Sunday Colour Supplement on Radio Red Hill. Radio
Red Hill. Welcome back to the Sunday Colour Supplement. It's just gone 3 o'clock on Sunday, the 22nd of August, 2010. Now, regular listeners to Radio Red Hill, cast your minds back to April, the middle of April, and we had a special 2 weeks of broadcasting where we were online initially, and on the final Sunday of that, we had a vocal band called Vocal Dimension, and they sang this. Singing Do-Do Ron Ron there, that was Vocal Dimension, and I'm now joined in the studio by five members of Vocal Dimension. Introduce yourselves, go on.
Hi Nick, I'm Emma.
I'm Emma Riley.
I'm Claire.
I'm Karen.
I'm Heather.
Excellent, and thank you for coming in today. Now, that was back in April. Have you been up to much since then?
Just a few bits and pieces, yes. We've been gaining more members, which is wonderful to see, but the most important, most exciting thing that we've been involved in is the Bournemouth Music Festival. Each year they do a music competition and festival which has all sorts of different classes for all sorts of different choruses and choirs, age levels and skill levels, and they always do a barbershop class. So we, for our first ever competition, to get our toes a little bit wet in the art of competition, went in for this competition.
Marvellous, marvellous. And when was that?
It was back in July, so it was actually our first ever sing out together. So it was our first outing, and it happened to be a competition. So it was a little nerve wracking, but everyone was so enthusiastic about it, and we had a fantastic day.
Fantastic! That's very brave. That's a very brave thing to do. Your first sort of live singing thing at a competition. And how many was it? So it was a national competition. Was there many sort of many people in the class that you were singing in?
Yeah, there was about 13 choruses that were in for the same competition as us. All barbershop, some men, some women from all over the kind of Bournemouth and Portsmouth area. So we came down from Surrey for our little day trip out as our first outing together as a chorus, and just had a fantastic time.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Now, the important question is, how did you get on?
We were lucky enough to come third, joint third, with the Royal Harmonics, which is a very well-established 50-person men's group. It was so fantastic. At a music festival, what happens is that at the end of it, the judge will go through everybody and will give you feedback live in front of the auditorium. And our feedback was fantastic. Great sound, great legato, wonderful one voice sort of blend. It was, we were all sort of shaking in our shoes when we were listening to it, thinking, okay, so where's the but?
Mm.
But there never was a but. We were absolutely over the moon in our first competition ever, in our first outing, with only 11 singers on stage against groups like the Royal Harmonics, Wessex, and
Capital
Connection, who are the two choruses that came ahead of us. Just to come in those in that fantastic company was amazing.
And we really went to that competition just for the experience and for the fun of it. We didn't expect by any means to do so well, and it really has given us such a boost of confidence, and it just really bonded the group as a whole. And we now really just we just felt so honoured to come so highly in that group of singers.
Oh, congratulations and well done. You said great legato that just there. I don't know, what would you mean? What do you mean by that? It's interesting to...
We had to sing two songs, one of which was the rhythm medley, which is three different rhythm songs altogether, and the second one was Something by the Beatles, which is a much slower song. And legato is about singing slowly and with feeling, I guess you'd sort of say. So he was complimenting us on our ballad singing, basically.
Excellent. Now, did you all get medals, or did you get a little cup or something? It's a very silly question, I know, but I like to ask that sort of thing.
No, we got a wonderful certificate, which we have scanned and emailed to all of our chorus. Everybody has a copy of it, and we'll be in pride of place in our chorus director's house, I'm sure. Valerie Taylor, she was incredibly proud of everybody that day. Mm-hmm.
And we also got a feedback form as well, which kind of noted out all our comments from the judges. So we've read them back to ourselves several times during rehearsals.
Good stuff. Now, what have you got coming up? What we've got coming up since then? So sort of into the autumn. Have you got any shows booked?
No shows, but of course we're always available if somebody would like us to sing with them. What we're concentrating on at the moment is we're building our repertoire. We're going to be hopefully starting a couple of brand new songs to take into competition next year when we really do sing as part of the national competition. But really, we will be also learning some Christmas songs because you know, Christmas is just around the corner. And these songs, although they sound simple, are actually surprisingly interesting to learn. So we'll be studying those in a couple of weeks' time, I should imagine.
Now, Emma and Emma, you are two of the founder members. Mm-hmm. We also have Claire, Karen and Heather here. So, good afternoon to you. You enjoy the singing, I take it?
Absolutely, just very love much. It.
Yeah. Excellent. And do you find that the sort of music you sing, I mean, what sort of music is it? I mean, I know it's you're a vocal harmony group. Do you tend to stick to more classical stuff, or is there pop stuff? I mean, we played the Ronettes just then, obviously, but is it more of a leaning to that sort of thing, or is it more of a...
It's an absolute mixture of everything. We have the ballads and we have the up tunes, but everything is just sung with so much soul and enjoyment. It's just an absolute blend and a sheer joy to sing.
So, and when you're picking music to play, is that what you look for?
We look for songs that sound good in four-part harmony, but it could be something from the 40s, or it could be, I mean, we're singing Valerie at the moment, and Fame, and the Ronettes, as you so rightly said. Just a whole breadth of stuff, and we will be doing dipping our toe into the odd classical piece, or maybe a bit of folk here and there. But it's about finding something that really sounds good in four-part harmony and has a good message and something to get passionate about behind it.
The four parts, I mean, you were saying that, we think when we had the when we were playing the piece right at the start of the hour, I heard someone say, "Oh, good bass," and I was thinking, well, as a female group, what are the four parts you sing?
Yeah, the four parts it's basically come from the men's barbershop art form. So we take the names that the men use. So that's bass going from the bottom up, bass, baritone, lead and tenor. And unlike a traditional SATB arrangement or SSTT arrangement, then we have the lead sings the melody. So the lead isn't the top part. The tenor is the harmony part above the lead. The baritone goes in and out of the lead where appropriate. And then the bass, as you heard from the do-do ron-rons, that's the very low part.
The low notes. Okay. So and when you sort of say, and I take it you have singers that for all ranges for that as well. So you've got people who do the high bits, people who do the low bits, and
yeah, we have a range of singers with us. We're always looking for ladies who sing lower ranges. So any ladies out there who don't like singing the Descants at Christmas, then we'll be very welcome to have you. But yeah, it's a real range and. Each part is equally as enjoyable and equally as challenging.
Excellent. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a bit another piece that you sang back in April. I can't remember which one it is. Ooh. But we'll have it now.
Got a little rhythm that keeps running through my brain, and if it doesn't stop, it's going to drive me wild insane.
There we go. That was Vocal Dimension again. That was the rhythm of... Was that the Rhythm of Life or I Got Rhythm?
Rhythm Medley.
The Rhythm Medley. Oh, there we go. I didn't write it down. Okay, well, we've still got Vocal Dimension in the studio, or members of Vocal Dimension. We're going to talk to Claire, Karen and Heather now. What was it really that that made you want to join Vocal Dimension?
Well, I've been looking for something to sing for quite a while. Having done singing when I was a lot younger and three children, I'd sort of done 16 years without singing and got a bit bored, the kids are a bit older, and I Googled. And I'd been Googling for about 6 months trying to find something, and then all of a sudden, up popped at the bottom of the page a sort of Facebook link saying, we need members, female group. So I very bravely filled the form out thinking, OK, press send. And probably about 11 hours later, Valerie phoned me and was so lovely on the phone. Come along and see us, come along and see us. So I did. And that was it, really.
Excellent, excellent. Oh, that's good, that's fair. That's a very quick turnaround.
Yeah, I was there very quickly.
Fantastic. And Karen?
Well, I'd been there, I'd done some singing in the past, and I was just wanted somewhere to sing where I could be amongst fellow friends who just went for a good time and could sound so good when we were singing. And that was it. And one of the other ladies there just dragged me along. I went very willingly, and I listened to them for one evening. I thought, this is what I want to do. And that was it. I was hooked, and I haven't looked back since.
Fantastic, fantastic. And how about Heather?
I came along with a friend. She said she was going. She'd already been doing barbershop in Guildford, and she said this new group was starting up in Redhill. So I said, I'd like to come with you. So I forced her to take me. And... everybody was just so lovely and welcoming. It was really nice. And I just thought, oh, this is great. I love it. It's such fun. So I haven't looked back either.
That's a good thing. I mean, when you join something like this, I mean, you say you've had experience of singing and that sort of thing. But to join Vocal Dimension, do you really need much musical experience? I mean, for example, reading music or anything like that?
Well, I can't read music, so I just learn it from hearing. And we are given learning CDs, so, and you can get it off of the website as well. Everything's on there that you need, so you don't need a piece of music in front of you. Mm. So you can learn it literally just from hearing it.
So play it by ear, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's good. So, and so the there is sort of a learning, sort of you're taught to sing as well as just sort of.
What I like about it as well is not had any singing lessons at all. The guys, sort of Valerie and both Emma's and Deb as well, have got such a wealth of experience that they don't just teach you to sing the notes, they teach you the techniques, how to use those techniques, fun ways of learning the techniques. Mm-hmm. We laugh a lot.
We do.
And I think that's been a real sort of pull to me, really, because not only are we making great sound, we're actually working out and... sort of learning and a skill. Certainly barbershop I'd never even really listened to, let alone sung. And it's a real art form that's fantastic fun.
Excellent, excellent. Now, is there other things I'm supposed to do with joining a choir? Would you? Is there any sort of age limit? Do you have to be a certain age? So if any of our listeners are interested in...
The lower age limit is about 16, 17, 18. Mm-hmm. And certainly there's no upper age limit. If you can come along and keep up with us and sing, then great, we'd love to see you.
Excellent stuff. And yes, I suppose to do this, I think you do have a website, and your website is...
It's www.vocaldimension.co.uk.
Excellent. And I believe you're on Facebook as well.
Yes, absolutely, on Facebook. And there's just a ton of information on our website about how we formed and what kind of music we sing, why it's good for you to sing physically, all the contact information you need, and the directions to our rehearsal venue, which is the Warwick School, right by Redhill Station. So there's everything you need on there, and there's our contact form if you'd like to get in touch.
Fantastic. Now, one thing you did mention a little bit earlier while we were off air was something to do with Reigate and Bansted Arts Council. How are they connected, or how are you connected there?
We joined that organisation because we wanted to make sure that we were in touch with the community of singers and theatres and other groups that are around the place, partly because they have some great areas that you can use to put posters up, and some of the people have seen posters in the Reigate and Bansted Arts Council sort of areas and come along from those posters themselves. So it's a great way to get your message out there. They also offer a lot of support if you need it, and maybe in the future we'll be able to apply for a grant from them as well. But so it's a really good organisation to be in touch with.
Excellent, excellent. Well, what we'll do, we'll have a little bit of singing from you in a moment, if that's all right. What we'll do first, I'll take a little break so we can get you all set up and ready. And mm-hmm. We'll be back very shortly after this. So we're going to have a little bit of singing now from Vocal Dimension. What are you going to do for us?
We're going to do a little thing called a tag, which effectively is just a snippet from the end of a song. Usually at the end of a song you'll get a really nice set of notes so that you end up in a good, full, fun, ringing chord that you can sing out on. It's the high at the end of a song, basically.
Lovely. So here we go, Vocal Dimension.
Run to the City of Refuge, you better run, run, run. Run to the City of Refuge, you better run, run.
There's only me clapping, I'm afraid. There's only me here, but that was fantastic. Yes, brilliant, brilliant. Well, thanks very much for coming in. And again, it's www.vocaldimension.co.uk. And is that just it was then? Is it lower voices you're particularly looking for, or any voices?
Everyone. We'd welcome everyone.
Everyone. So anyone listening, if you're interested, please go to that website. I'll repeat it again in a minute. And Vocal Dimension, they'll love to have you along to sing with them. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
And have a lovely rest of the year. And hope the Christmas carols go well.
Thank you.
And if you come and knock on my door, I'll certainly answer it.
Excellent.
And come and have a sing for us. Thank you very much.